Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, again, for a special edition for the Customer Experience Wargame 2025. I'm super thrilled to have Tulani Nkube together with me. Hi, Tulani, how are you?
Hi, Greg, how are you doing?
Super happy, super thrilled to kick off this discussion. Before we deep dive in the usual question on the Customer Experience Wargame 2025, could you please share one or two sentences about you? Who are you?
All right. So as you introduced, my name is Tulani Nkube. So I am a customer experience team lead, currently based out of Zimbabwe in Africa. So yeah, my passion is customer experience. My passion is helping people. I think that maybe sums up me.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that. And thank you for participating to the Customer Experience Wargame 2025. The first time I joined was in 2020. It was really the first one. And now we are in 2025. But let's start. What is your role in the Customer Experience Wargame 2025? And what motivated you to join?
All right. So my role in this year's games, I am team captain. The name of our team is Team Impact, which is impact with empathy. And I think what motivated me to join, I was a player last year. And I think what motivated me was to come back this year because, as we say in the games, it's CX for good. And as I mentioned in my intro, like helping people is very important to me. And the work that is done in the customer experience world games is also near and dear to me. So yeah, I definitely was going to come back this year. And I was honored to be selected to be a captain this year.
Thank you. And let us never forget that nobody is paid to join, nobody is paid to support, because we are doing that for customer experience for good, to support charities, projects. There are really interesting initiatives where people spend or invest their time for free to support others. And therefore, I really liked it. And what do you like the most about the games?
What I like most about the games is just the diversity of the players involved. I look at my team. We have team members from Dubai. We have team members from Indonesia. We have team members from Colombia. We've got team members from Australia. Just that diversity of people, but all there for a single purpose, to do good. So that for me just resonates quite strongly. So, and it's a bit of a break from, you know, our jobs, in a sense of we have our daily responsibilities. It's fun to also put your skills and your knowledge to something which is a bit more creative. And as I say, knowing that it's for something which is very, it's for charity, and it's something which is really, which is good. So that's awesome to me.
Not only for you, but I think for all of us. How do events like the Customer Experience Wargame contribute to the global customer experience community? You shared, for example, that you are in the same team with a lot of people from different cultures, from different regions. I think that's one. But anything additional?
I think the one thing which I've noticed is, you know, we talk about we're from many different countries and many diverse backgrounds. It's always interesting to find out some of the common things which we go through. So obviously the commonalities in being human beings, that human experience. But it's interesting when you discuss with other CX professionals around the world that, you know, there are some of the same problems, I would say, or challenges which they face in terms of, you know, sometimes, what do I say, justifying the work we do in customer experience, justifying your department and all that. And I think it's one thing which I especially got from last year is to say, even outside in the games, we are doing stuff where it's for a charity, or it's CX for good. But, you know, sometimes you even take it back to where you work and in your usual role to say, customer experience is important in even improving lives and improving just even the employee experience. I even preparing for the sort of discussions you're having, and I was listening to some of the previous episodes, and I like maybe to quote you as you talk, you talk about, you know, you've got B2B, you like to talk about B2B and C2C, and I like how you mentioned that there's, you know, H2H, human to human. So I think you even take that to say, you know what, it's great what we do in the World Games and we're doing for charity, but even in your work and in your corporate setting, you have an impact on people's lives as well. So I think you can also get energized from that and take it back with you to your work to say that it's not just about dollars and cents and return on investment, but the work we do in customer experience has a positive impact on people's lives as well. So that's the one thing which I really love about the games, that you can take that back with you as well into your space.
That's really great. And I think it's very much linked, connected to the name of your team, Empathy and Impact. And we want to have a positive impact among human beings for the humans, what we are doing. And therefore, I really like what you're saying and also your energy while you are sharing these insights together with us. What is your wish for the future of the CX games?
My biggest wish for these games is definitely that it expands further. And I think the way it's even grown from last year to this year has been amazing. I would really, my personally, I would really love, I know we are beginning to have a lot of regional games. Definitely would want one specifically for Africa. But I think it's the way it's been growing has been so amazing, and just the wish that it continues to keep on growing strength to strength. But yeah, it's been amazing just looking at the growth which is there. I think if you had asked me last year what my wish for the games would have been, it would definitely be what's already happening this year. So that's amazing.
That's really so cool. But also this game is coming to an end, and now we are coming in the last three penalties that we are shooting together. And yeah. I will ask you three questions with a please one word answer. If you could describe your customer experience war game experience in one word, what would it be?
Inspirational.
And if you could describe the customer experience war game community in one word, what would it be?
Hopeful. That makes sense.
Yes. Are you planning to participate in the next Customer Experience War Games again?
Definitely.
I think I need to cancel this question from the question I'm asking, because to everybody who asks these questions, you join the first time and then you want always to join. And I think that's what we are here also to share with the audience, with the audience of the Customer Experience of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Please join the movement, join the community of the Customer Experience War Game. It's outstanding. It gives also to me, only as the podcast of the Customer Experience War Game, the opportunity to speak with great people, to interview people like Tulani. It's really great, Tulani. Thank you very much for your time and for what you're doing for the Customer Experience War Games.
Thank you, Greg. And yeah, thank you for giving us time. Giving me the platform, and yeah, I'm very excited for this year's games.
Please stay with me, for the audience, also for today. It's everything. Join the movement, help the Customer Experience War Game 2025. If you want to share, invest 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, please do that and support all these great projects for charity purposes, customer experience for good. Thank you very much, and bye bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth, subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!